This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you all doing? Alhamdulillah, some tired faces I see. 22 nights, and as we said, even the even nights in the last 10 nights could be Laylatul Qadr. There's a chance in that. So always ask yourself, if tonight was Laylatul Qadr, did I do enough? Did I ask enough? Have I done enough? So please, whatever, I speak to myself first. It's, you know, all we all want to do is go home and sleep. But subhanAllah, let's just give it this week the best we can, and may Allah subhanAllah accept from us. Ameen. And of course, the more difficult it is, the more reward there is. Right? That is that Allah speaks about. They forsake their beds, even though they love it. They want to be on their bed. Imam Shafi used to say, he looked at his bed and he said, curse you, how soft you are, how soft you are. Because he had to get up, and it's difficult even for the awliya of Allah. May Allah make it easy for us, ameen. So the good news reached Nabi Ya'qub alayhi salam, that his sons are alive, his sons are well, and his sight was returned. And then also he has an invitation from Nabi Yusuf, come, leave Palestine and come to Egypt, where things are good, I'm in control. And now they leave the entire family, Israel, meaning Ya'qub and his children, the Bani Israel, they leave Palestine and now they come to Egypt. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَى يُوسُفْ. And so now when they came to Yusuf, Nabi Ya'qub and his family, awa ilayhi, he took his parents to one side. He took his father, not his mother, basically we'd say his stepmom, we'll talk about that in a minute, but he took his mom, his father and his stepmom to one side, abawayfa awa ilayhi abawayhi. He took them and he basically made ikram of them. وَقَالَ أُدْخُلُوا مِصْرَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ. And he said to them, enter Egypt, insha'Allah, safe and secure. Into Egypt, insha'Allah, safe and secure. It's a dua. And subhanAllah, even today, you know, if you go to the airport in Egypt, this title, this ayah is still there. They still put this there in the ayah, into Egypt, safe and secure. Allah alam, if it is that case, the ayah is there. I don't know if the reality is like that. May Allah make it easy for the people of Egypt. May Allah make it easy for those in Palestine. And an interesting thing, just a side note, we said many, many times, when we make dua, we don't say insha'Allah. Insha'Allah means if Allah wills. So you say, Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, guide me. Help me. Have mercy upon me. Insha'Allah meaning if you want to. That's not the way of asking. You know, that shows as if though, whether you want to, don't want to, doesn't really affect me. So insha'Allah is not used for a dua. This year is not a dua in the sense, but he's saying you will be safe here, Allah willing. You will be safe here and secure, that I will make sure that you are safe. And then after he had brought them in and they came to his throne room, and subhanAllah, Nabi Yusuf was senior. We said maybe even at some point, so powerful that he was, you know, administering the government. The king was there, but he was really the man behind the throne. وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْأَرْشِ. He raised his parents upon the throne. Upon the throne. Now, the Arsh is usually the throne of the king. He put them on thrones, his father and his mother. We'll talk about his mother, his stepmom. وَخَرُّ لَهُ سُجَّدًا. And then they bowed to him in prostration. They fell in sujood to Yusuf. Then his family, his mom, his dad, and his brothers, they fell down in sujood to him. وَقَالَ. Now, take back. What is the beginning of the story? The story began with a dream. I see in my dream the sun and the moon and 11 stars making sujood to me. Now, his mother, his stepmother, his father, and his 11 brothers are making sujood to him. وَقَالَ يَا أَبَتِي. And he says, oh my beloved dad. Again, abati, you'd find all the brothers throughout the story, they say, ya abi, or abuhu, his father. But say, ya abati, you know, he makes himself like a child. You know, my loving dad. Oh, my dear father, he says, هَذَا تَأْوِيلُ رُؤْيَايَ مِنْ قَبْلُ. This is the meaning of that dream that I had when I was a child all those years ago. This is the dream coming true. مِنْ قَبْلُ قَدَ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّ حَقَّ. My Lord has made it come true. Remember when I was 7 years old, I said I had a dream, and now I see it coming through. وَقَدَ أَحْسَنَ بِهِ. And how good he has been to me, meaning Allah. إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ. When he took me out of the jail, he saved me from the jail. وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِنَ الْبَدُوِ. And he brought you, my family, out of the Bedouin life in the desert. من بعد أن نزغ الشيطان بيني وبين إخوتي. After Shaitan put some problems between myself and my brothers, Shaitan caused enmity between us. إن ربي لطيف لما يشاء. Verily, my Lord is very subtle and loving in that which He wishes to do. إنه عليم الحكيم. And He's all knowing and all wise. It's a very long ayah, so we break it down into pieces. So the first thing, He honors his parents. When they come in, he puts them on thrones, even though of course he is in charge. This just show you the honor of his parents. Now, we said this before, that the lady that's with Nabi Ya'qub now is not his mother. His actual biological mother, Nabi Yusuf's mother, died giving birth to Binyamin. Right? So, his real mother passed away when she gave birth to Binyamin. And so Nabi Ya'qub actually married his wife's sister. Now, you can marry two sisters, but not at the same time. So the one sister had passed away, and then he married her sister. And subhanAllah, in terms of the Sharia, the Prophet ﷺ says, the maternal aunt, takes the place of the mother in her absence. And in most cases, if you look at it, we've got aunts on our dad's side and aunts on our mom's side. Usually, you are closer to the aunts on your mom's side. And this is a hadith that in the case of parents being missing, if there are no parents, parents are gone, then the person who has the most right over the children are actually the maternal side, and in fact, the mother's sister. And there's a beautiful story of Hamza radiallahu anhu. Hamza, the uncle of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his daughter. So Hamza, we know, passed away, fought in jihad, and he died. And his wife also had died. And so the Muslims come to Makkah to perform an umrah. And as they're about to leave Makkah, a young girl runs out and she says, I'm the daughter of Hamza, take me with you, take me with you. And the Muslims feel so sad. So first of all, Zayd radiallahu anhu, Zayd and Hamza were made brothers, not biological brothers. So Islam had this thing originally, you two are brothers and you will look after each other. And you two are brothers and you look after each other. So Zayd was Hamza's brother. So he said, because Hamza was my brother, I will adopt you. And so Sayyidina Ali said, no, you can't do this. Hamza and I are actually cousins. So, I'm closer to Hamza. Biologically, I'm even closer. I will adopt him. And then Sayyidina Ali's brother, Ja'far, said, well, I'm your older brother, and me and you are the same in terms of relationship to Hamza. I will take her. And then the Prophet said, none of you, in fact, yes, you all have a claim to her. But actually, Ja'far, you have the greatest claim, not because of you, but because your wife is this girl's maternal aunt. So it's the wife actually. She will take the place, and therefore he adopted this girl. SubhanAllah, very interesting that the maternal aunt is the closest thing to your mother per the Sharia. And so, look at what he says. So he says, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam says, oh my father, this is the explanation of my dream. Like, this is it. Now I can see it. The sun, the moon, and the 11 stars. And then he says, how good, how amazing has Allah has made it come true. And how certainly, how great Allah has been to me. How kind Allah has been to me. Now remember, Yusuf went through so much difficulty. He was taken from home. He was in a well. He was a slave. He grew up as a slave in Egypt. He was in jail. All these difficulties. And he says, how amazing Allah has, how good Allah has been to me. And he says, he saved me from prison. He took me out of prison. Now, worse than prison was the well. Because the people who put him in prison was not his family, but the people who put him in the well were his brothers. And subhanAllah, being 3 days, a 7-year-old child, 3 days in a well, is more difficult, I think, than 7 years in jail. And he doesn't mention it. Why doesn't he mention it? Up until now, Ya'qub doesn't know that his kids threw Yusuf in the well. They didn't tell him. And Yusuf isn't going to tell him either. Remember, the sin is done. He says, "La ta'thib." There's no in between me and you. It's finished. It's done. So when he tells his dad, I've been through some difficulty. He doesn't mention what my brothers did to me. He said, I was in jail. That's all he says. And then he says, and Allah has brought you out of the Bedouin life after Shaitan. Now look at what he says. After Shaitan had insight engaged between me and my brothers, some hostility. Was there anything in Yusuf? Did he do anything wrong? But he begins with me. He says, me and my brothers, Shaitan caused us to have an argument. Look at this, subhanAllah. Look at this man. This is true afu. This is true pardoning. Really, no grudges in his heart. And he doesn't blame his brother. He says, Shaitan caused some problems between us, but now it's over. And then he says, indeed, my Lord is Latif. Now, one of the names of Allah is Al-Latif. You don't find it very common in the Quran. Latif, lutf is soft. And it also means subtle. So it has a meaning of loving and being soft and being subtle. Like you know in Surah Kaf, وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ. That's the middle word of the whole Quran is وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ. Right in the middle of the Quran, that word وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ. What does it mean? When the boys were in the cave, so they said, go out and buy food. وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ. Be secretive. Don't let anyone see you. You know, be stealthy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it mentions here, He is intimate in terms of He knows each one's situation. And when He acts in a very subtle way, but with softness and with love. Latif means deeply compassionate. So Nabi Yusuf is saying, if I look at my life now, if I look at my life, yes, I was a boy and I had problems with my brothers, but this was part of a much bigger plan. I had to be the instrument by which Allah would save thousands of lives from drought. And I had to become sort of the strongest man in the world. All of these turns was part of Allah's master plan and how subtly Allah works. And then He says, "Inna Rabbi latifun liman yasha," that He is so subtle in doing the things that He wills. When Allah acts, He acts in a very subtle way and we can't understand. And sometimes He says, we don't understand, it is He is knowing and all wise. But Allah is all knowing and all wise. Also very interesting, we said they fell down in sujood of Nabi Yusuf. Now we know in our Sharia that it is haram to make sajida to anyone or anything besides Allah. Now there's two types of prostrations, two types of sajida. When I say sujood here, it means prostration and bowing, ruku as well, sujood and ruku. In our Sharia, both are haram to anyone besides Allah. In this ummah, it's haram to anyone besides Allah. Now these two types of bowing and sujood, two types of sujood and ruku, one of worship, where you worship the thing that you're bowing to. This is only for Allah all the time. And there was permissible in the past a sujood and ruku of respect. Example, when Allah said to the angels, bow to Adam. It wasn't out of worship. They didn't say worship Adam. Bow Adam, bow to Adam out of respect. This is another example. They bow to Yusuf out of respect. Like for example, in Japan, in the culture, they still bow to one another out of respect, not out of worship. But for us, even in our Sharia, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made that haram. Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, he went to Syria and he saw how the murids made sujood to their sheikhs. Right? That's how they honored the shuyukh. They made sujood to them. So when Mu'adh comes back from Syria to Medina and he wants to greet the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he falls down in sujood. He makes sujood to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Prophet said, ya Mu'adh, what is this? So he said, the people in other nations, they make sujood to their holy people and you deserve more respect than that. So I felt I should make sujood to you. So the Nabi said, this should not be done. Right? This is not allowed in our Sharia. No one is allowed sajida except Allah. And then he continued, and this is the controversial hadith that we can discuss another time. He said, if anyone deserved that level of respect, if any two people had that kind of relationship of respect where one would follow someone so intimately that they actually make sujood, it should be a wife to a husband. Now this is it's an authentic hadith, but it is authentic hadith and we accept it. And what is mentioned here is that if you have a husband that is worthy of your respect, sisters, this is sort of the kind of honor that we would give. But of course, this is only exclusively for Allah. This is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as he says, this is the full meaning of the dream. And subhanAllah, Allah now calls them stars. The brothers are stars now. Right? That Allah has made the father the sun, and he's bright. And the mother is the moon. And there's a very deep discussion as to the different types of lights in the Quran. Side note, that when Allah speaks about the light of the sun and the light of the moon, he uses different terms. The light of the sun is warm, hot, and the light of a moon is cool. It's called Nur. Nur is cool light, and it's obviously in darkness. It has a more closer meaning, especially in the desert life. And the brothers being stars now, stars would guide you in times of darkness, to the point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention them, that you should follow the Ibrahim or Ishaq or Ya'qub wal Asbat. Asbat meaning the 12 sons of Nabi, of Ya'qub. So Allah actually elevated them from being murderers to being people that you should follow. Subhanallah. How Allah changes the way of the sinner. How merciful Allah is to them. And subhanallah, this is Nabi Yusuf continues, and this is the last ayah of Nabi Yusuf's story. Not the end of the surah, but this is the last ayah of Nabi Yusuf. So Nabi Yusuf says, Rabbi qad ataytani min al-mulki wa 'allamani min ta'wil al-ahadith. Now Nabi Yusuf is speaking to Allah. Now he makes a closing dua and he says, my Lord, you have been so good to me. You have given me power. You've made me basically the most powerful man in the world. And you've given me the ability to understand dreams, to perform miracles and understand understanding dreams. فاطر السماوات والأرض. It says here, creator of the heavens and the earth. Creator is not the correct term. خلق is creation. فاطر is even before that, before creation. Meaning the one who pre-plans everything. So he says, yeah, everything, this, my entire life, this was pre-planned before we even existed. Every step, this was part of Allah's master plan. فاطر السماوات والأرض. أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. You are my protector. I put myself in your hands, in your trust, in this life and in the life after death. And so he says, Ya Allah, the thing that I want most, after he has got everything now, basically he's got everything, right? He's got nubuwa, he's got beauty. Think of all the blessings. Let's count the blessings of Nabi Yusuf. He's got prophethood. He's got the most beauty. He is wealthy. He's powerful. He has a woman that is crazily mad in love with him, almost to the point of dangerous love, right? He's got his parents and his family, and they love him. And he says, after all of this, all I want, Ya Allah, tawaffani musliman. Just let me die a Muslim, wa alhiqani bis-salihin, and let me be in the company of the salih people. I want to be with them. That is all really that I want. That's all I want. And subhanAllah, this is the dua. How many of us makes dua? Ya Allah, let me be a Muslim. Ya Allah, let me be a pious, righteous person. Let me be a good person. He says, all these blessings I have is nothing compared to Islam. This is all that I really, really want. And therefore, think about the dua. SubhanAllah, you think of a very simple dua. Nabi Ibrahim, the man who brings Tawheed to the earth, he says, Ya Allah, save me and my children from ever worshipping idols. You think, how is it possible for Nabi Ibrahim to worship an idol? And he says, I'm scared I might end up worshipping idols one day. So he makes dua against shirk. We should always make dua against. This is the most important thing in life. Now we jump out of Surah Yusuf. Surah Yusuf isn't done. Surah Yusuf has an introduction about the Quran and it has a conclusion about the Quran. But we jump out of Surah Yusuf because the story of Nabi Yusuf, there's another ending in Surah Baqarah. So Allah says, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ. So Nabi, Allah says, Nabi Ibrahim gave a wasiyah. A wasiyah is that last advice when you're on your deathbed. So Nabi Ibrahim, before he died, he had Ishaq and he had Nabi Ismail, his two sons. He brought them together and he spoke to them and he advised them and his family before he died. And Ya'qub, Ya'qub did the same thing. Before he died, he called his sons together and he gave them a last advice. Ya baniya, he says, oh my dear sons, the 12 of them, Ya baniya, inna Allah astafa lakum ad-deen. Oh my sons, indeed Allah has chosen for you this religion. Allah has really blessed us by giving us this religion of our father Ibrahim and Ishaq. Fala tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. The thing we say in Jummah every time. So he says to them, make sure, now he's dying, Nabi Yaqub is dying, he says, just make sure that before you die, you always die as a Muslim. Don't ever lose your Islam. This is the most important. I can't give you any more advice. This is the most important thing in Islam. Die as a Muslim. Am kuntum. So Allah says to the Prophet, says, were you to show the miracles of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Allah says, Am kuntum shuhada idh khadara Ya'qub al-maut. Were you there when Nabi Ya'qub was about to die and he was speaking to his sons? Idh qala li banihi. He asked his sons, Ma ta'buduna min ba'di. What are you going to worship after me? As I said before, and I said again, and I'll say all the time, this is the theme of the Quran, the theme of our religion. What are you going to worship? And so the father asks the sons, he didn't say, will you fight with each other, will you be good? He just said, what are you going to worship after me? Just one question for you, my boys. What will you worship after I have died? They said, قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَٰهَكَ. We are going to worship your ilah, your God. وَإِلَٰهَ آبَائِكَ. And the God of your fathers, Ibrahim, وَإِسْمَعِيلُ وَإِسْحَاقُ. Our forefathers, Nabi Ibrahim, our uncle Nabi Ismail, and our grandfather Nabi Ishaq, and your ilah, ilahun, ilahan wahida, the one and only ilah, are the same Allah, wa nahnu lahu muslimun, and we promise we are Muslims, that we are Muslims, subhanAllah. What a beautiful ending, and that's why Nabi Yaqub passes away in Egypt, Nabi Yusuf also passes away in Egypt, and this is the end of the story of Nabi Yusuf, and in fact, if you go through the whole Quran, only one or two places is mentioned by name, very interesting place in Surah Ghafir. He's mentioned to Fir'aun. Fir'aun actually speaks about Nabi Yusuf. We'll talk about that perhaps tomorrow. And we'll continue with the last few verses of the surah, conclude on the surah. And then I have something very special, inshallah, for the last few nights of Ramadan. We'll wait and see what to do for the rest of Ramadan. Ameen. Right, so now, last night's question, which was not from Yusuf's shirt? So we said Nabi Yusuf's shirt pops up three times. It was torn from the back. It had false blood on it. obviously when he died, when they said he died, and his shirt brought back in Abi Yaqub's sight, bi-idhnillah. What was not the shirt, it was not torn from the front. Obviously that didn't happen. Now in the dream, or in the prostration, when Nabi Yusuf said, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made sujood to me, who was the moon in this scenario? In fact, there's two opinions, I should give both right, but we'll take the one that is the one I explained. In one opinion, it actually says Nabi Yaqub is the moon. But in reality, this other safe opinion, the sun, the father is the sun, Isu'in. The father is the sun, Isu'in. So, who was the moon? Yaqub, Binyamin, Yusuf, his mother or his aunt, who was that? Easy answer. Then, inshallah, invitation to feed people on the day of Eid, share the blessings. 3,000 rand a pot, maybe not yourself, but your family can get together and you can contribute to the Maharajan. People ask me, what's the Maharajan? Basically, you can pay the money and then the pot will be made. But better than that, you can come the night before Eid and you can actually make a pot, and that, subhanAllah, someone will eat food from your hands on the day of Eid. Fitra and Fidya, if you need to pay, put the tarif is over there. Qiyamul Layl, 9:30 to 10. Imam Harun Foundation invites you to join us in remembering the day Imam Harun was martyred, rahimullah, shaheed, on Tuesday the 28th of May. So Tuesday, that's tomorrow. Tomorrow, inshallah, and this will be held at the old Granary Building, 13 Baitenkrach Street. It's at 11 o'clock and 11:30 until 12. So this is in the afternoon. Al-Marhum, Rahimullah, Al-Shaheed, Imam Harun. Whoever is able to attend, please attend, inshallah. One of our great heroes of this deen, may Allah grant him a high place in Jannah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to follow in his footsteps. And may Allah bless his family for sabr that their father, their grandfather has passed away in the cause of the deen. Ameen. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.